感谢主能够跟你们一起擘饼领主的饼和杯。
Thank the Lord that we can observe the cup and the bread with you today.
在我印象中这是第一次哈。
In my memory, this is the first time I did this with you.
但是很感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
请你们打开你的圣经好不好？到路加福音。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke.
路加福音第十八章。
Chapter 18, Luke 18.
路加福音第十八章，我们一起读神的话，从第一节到十四节。
我们从 read from verse 1 to verse 14。
好，找到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇。常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话。神的显明昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇见世上有信德的人。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，
Our Heavenly Father,
爱我们的主耶稣基督，
The Lord who loves us.
我们知道你自己爱我们，
We know that you love us.
你差遣你的圣灵来到我们当中，
You sent your Spirit to our midst,
也住在我们里面，
and lives in our midst,
叫我们能够明白你自己的话，
so that we may understand your own words.
让我们能够存着一个谦卑的心，
so that we may have a humble heart,
我们来到你的面前，
come before you.
我们信是你说的话，
we believe it's your words.
我们感谢你，
we thank you.
主，你让我们看见那个光，
oh Lord, let us see the light.
你告诉我们，只有在你的光中，我们才能够见光。
You told us only we can see the light when we're in your light.
你洁净我们的心思意念，
you can determine our thoughts.
你让我们不要把用世界上的方法来看你自己的话。
You teach us not to look at your words through the worldly ways.
让我们专一的仰望你。
So that we may fix our eyes only on you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
把下面时间都仰望在你的手中。
We present to you all time remaining here.
我们感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们会看路加福音第十八章。
Today we read chapter 18 of Luke.
我们要同时看这两个预言。
We can look at these two prophecies.
当我们听到主耶稣讲比喻的时候，
When we hear the parables,
虽然是说两千年前他对着当时的人讲的。
Even though he told those in the 2000 years ago to the people at that time.
但是仍然对我们来讲就好像现在一样。
But it still applies to us today.
所以当我们在看主耶稣的比喻的时候，
So when we read the parables of our Lord Jesus,
我们的的确确，如果我们能够明白当时的一些背景的话，
If we can understand the background of the time,
我们就能够明白主耶稣讲的比喻的意思。
So then we can understand the meaning of the parables.
我们不要随随便便把主耶稣的比喻把它 扭曲了。
So we will not twist easily of the parables of the Lord.
主耶稣他都是用一个地上的事情。
The Lord Jesus used things on this earth.
来比喻天上的事情。
So which were represented things in heaven.
或者是说来说明天上的事情。
To explain the things in heaven.
来说明属灵的事情。
To explain the spiritual things.
那我们今天我们要思想的就是说祷告从什么地方开始。
So we're going to think today, when did prayer start?
我们都希望学祷告，对不对？
We all want to learn how to pray.
那么他的门徒也到他面前告诉他说，主啊，你教导我们怎么祷告。
So his disciples come to him, so Lord, teach us how to pray.
我们弟兄姐妹有的时候我自己的经验，我弟兄姐妹也很，你请他祷告他就给你推三阻四的。
My experience is that when we ask the brother or sister to pray, they usually will tell other people to do it.
那他们就说，哎呀，我不会祷告。
He says, I don't know how to pray.
那我们有的时候为了鼓励他们呢。
Sometimes we want to encourage them.
我们就说鼓励很，说祷告很简单。
We tell them it's very simple to pray.
祷告的确是很简单。
It is truly very simple to pray.
但是我们从哪里开始？
But where do we start?
我们先看第一个比喻。
Let's look at the first parable.
如果你们圣经上有标题的话，
If you have a subtitle in your Bible,
那标题就会告诉你，他说一个窃求的寡妇和不义的管家。
And that will say that was a persistent widow and an unjust judge.
那有些时候会把我们稍微再开了一点啊。
Sometimes it will open a little bit for us.
就是这个标题啊，有的时候会把我们稍微再远了一点。
The subtitle sometimes may mislead us further from the truth.
我们现在看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
第一节，耶稣说一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
So Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
的确确是。
Truly, indeed.
主耶稣他讲这个比喻的目的，就是要让人常常祷告，不可灰心。
So the purpose of Jesus said this is we should pray always and don't give up.
我们继续看下去哈。
Let's continue.
因为这一句话是圣灵感动约翰把它写下来的。
Because this is what the Spirit moved, so he wrote it.
那么接下去主耶稣就开始讲这个比喻。
Continue to explain this parable.
他提到有一个官。
He said there was a judge.
某一个城里面有一个官。
In a certain city, there was a judge.
那么我们刚才听到翻译，他是讲说 judge， 其实他是一个法官。
So the translation is a judge.
那我们知道他是有权力的。
We know that he has authority.
他是自主的。
He can determine by himself.
圣经上告诉我们说，他这个人呢、不怕神，也不尊重世人。
The Bible tells about this person who is not fear of anyone and do not respect God.
我相信可能因为他真的是有很大的权力。
I think he truly may have a great authority.
然后他做什么决定都依着他自己。
So whatever he decides according to his own way.
他就讲，我想他可能就是真的是就是不怕神也不尊重世人。
So I think he really does is not fear of God and do not respect people.
那第六节那边呢，主耶稣就告诉他说，主耶稣告诉我们说，这个人是个不义的官。
So in verse 6, Jesus told us this is unjust judge.
接下去我们看，他就告诉我们另外有一个人物。
Then we continue, there's another person.
就是这个寡妇。
That's a widow.
这个寡妇呢，有一个对头。
The widow has somebody who is opposed her.
那我们知道在旧约里面一个寡妇是没有什么地位的。
We know in the Old Testament time, the widow doesn't have position.
她也没有能力为她自己辩护。
She does not have ability to protect herself.
她也没有能力保护她自己的财产。
She cannot protect her own property.
所以换句话讲，她是被人欺压了。
In other words, she is oppressed by other people.
圣经上告诉我们说，她经常去求这个法官为他伸冤。
So this Bible tells she often goes to the judge, ask him to do justice for her.
换句话讲，他真的是有一些不公义、不公平的事情发生在他的身上。
So in other words, there are many unjust things happen to her.
那么这就是在第三节。
This is recorded in verse 3.
接下去我们一起看这个 法官的反应。
Let's look at how the judge reacted.
第一个，他多日不准。
Many times he refused.
他不答应。
He won't.
他也不替他做任何事情。
He wouldn't do anything for her.
但是他心里面却，我想可能是因为这个寡妇经常来找他，经常来找他，烦死了。
I think he may get tired of it because this widow keep coming to ask him.
他说他心里面讲，主耶稣讲说他心里面说。
Jesus said he spoke to himself in his mind.
只因这个寡妇烦扰我。
Because this widow often bothered me.
我就给他伸冤吧。
Then I would do her justice.
他要做了。
He's going to do it.
他说什么呢？他接下去他说免得什么呢
？So he continued to say, so that what?
免得他常常来缠磨我。
And so that would continue to bother me.
我们看见这个法官，他最后答应了他。
We see this judge eventually answered her.
完全是照他自己的心意。
It's according to his own will.
虽然我们从圣经上面看见是不义的。
Even though he was unjust,
但是他仍然他可以照着他自己的心意，照着他自己的时间来答应他。
Then he can still answer her according to his own mind and his own time.
什么时候判决也是在乎他。
Whenever he's going to judge is according to him.
我们可以说他完全是按照他自己的喜好。
We can say he did according to his own like.
我们从圣经上第六节看到。他是一个不义的。
From verse 6, we know that he is unjust.
所以他做这些事情是为了他自己的目的。
So he did for his own purpose.
那我们现在就看到第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
耶稣就用了一个对比来衬托出神的审判。
Jesus used a parable to show God's judgment.
我们看主耶稣讲的比喻的时候啊。
When we read the parables of our Lord Jesus.
我们就好像看卡通漫画一样。
As if we are reading cartoons.
我很喜欢看卡通啊。
I like to read cartoons.
但是不是现在年轻人所看的那些。
But not the today's young people, but they.
现在年轻人看的那些什么 Pokemon 啊那些东西不是我看的。
But the young people look today like a Pokemon. It's not for.
那些我称它叫做连环图画故事。
So I told them those are a series of a continuous story.
我说的卡通漫画。
What the kind of cartoons I talk about?
是一个很简单的一个卡通。
It's a very simple one.
但是他用一种很夸大性的，把一些他要描述的一些特性把它显出来。
So that cartoon would exaggerate what a situation that he likes to describe.
或者是用对比
or use the parable
来让我们明白一些事情
or contrast to show us to understand.
我自己是觉得说，主耶稣是一个非常好的卡通制作家。
So in my mind, Jesus is a very good cartoonist.
你看他的比喻的时候，你就可以很清楚地看见。两个不同的东西。
When you look at his parables, you can clearly see two different things.
他在这里，他就告诉我们，他说这个人啊，他说你们听这个不义之官所说的话。
Here is a listen to what the unjust judge said.
其实主耶稣就是让我们看见这个不义之官啊，他是出于他自己的自私自利的心，他都能够做这件事情。
So here he is telling us, even this unjust judge.He's so selfish, he can do what he wants to do.
下面他就让我们看见，难道神呢？神怎么做呢？
Then he let us see God. How did God do it?
神是一个圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
神是一个公义的神。
God is a just God.
神也是一个慈爱的神。
God is a loving God.
比起这个不义的法官来，
compared to this unjust judge,
那他简直是比他不晓得好了多少倍。
So God is much better. I don't know how many times better.
而且神又有主权。
God is sovereign.
神又有能力。
God has power.
我们从第八节我们看。
Let's read verse 8.
他说我告诉你们要快快的给他们伸冤了。
He says, I tell you, you will do this quickly for him.
然后他在这里让我们看见
那个不义的官，他能够做这些事情。
We see that the unjust judge can do those things.
我们的神是一位圣洁、公义等等，他是一位这么样子的一位完全的神。
Our God is such a complete God.
他说：“难道他的选民昼夜跟他呼求，他不会做事情吗？”
That our God would not do anything if His chosen people would ask Him daily and every day, every night.
更何况他是说到就可以做得到的。
Even so, even though that he can say it, he can also do it.
那么在第二段里面，他又告诉我们说，他的选民昼夜呼吁他，想要请他为他们伸冤。
The second passage would tell us his chosen people, they cry, they cry, they pray to him every day, every night to seek justice.
那么以色列人要他为他们伸什么冤呢？
What does the Israelite want God to do justice for them?
这个我们如果从前面开始第十七章第二十节开始我们慢慢看的时候
If we read from verse 20 of chapter 17 slowly
从十七章二十节慢慢开始看
From verse 20 chapter 17
我们就知道主耶稣是在讲什么
We know what Jesus is talking about
以色列人他们所盼望的就是神为他们伸冤
Israelites just want God to do justice for them.
因为他们在旧约里面的时候，我们看见他们违背了神。
They have opposed God in the Old Testament time.
神让他们亡国了。
So God told them, made them lost their country.
被掳到巴比伦去。
So they were captured out.
被掳到亚述去。
But far away places.
然后后来他们好不容易回到他们自己的地方。
And then they returned to their own land.
但是希腊人也来统治他们。
But the Greeks came to control them.
罗马人也来统治他们。
The Romans came to control
them. 所以他们在神的面前昼夜的呼吁。
That's why they cry to God every day, every night.
他们也盼望弥赛亚的来到。
They're waiting for the Messiah to come.
他们盼望的是。神的国
They were hoping for God's kingdom.
这就是以色列人他们向神所呼吁的。
This is what they cry out for to God.
第八节最后一句话。
The last sentence of verse 8.
他说然而人子来的时候。
Yes, however, when the Son of Man.
这是一个转折点。
So this is a turning point.
他的意思就是说你们有信心吗
Do you have faith?
你们有信心吗
Do you have faith?
我们刚才看到十八章第一节，他说主耶稣讲这个比喻是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
We already talked on chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus wants people to always pray and don't give up.
我们把它连在一起。
We connect this together.
现在我们进到第二个比喻。
Now we go to the second parable.
第九节，约翰他又讲了这个比喻的目的。
In verse 9, he once again talked about the parable.
我们一起念好不好？第九节。
Let's read together.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。这就是约翰告诉我们，耶稣讲这个比喻，他的目的是什么
？Here.It tells us what's the purpose of Jesus' parable.
那这个比喻呢，就有两个人。
There are two men.
一个是法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
一个是税吏。
One is a tax collector.
好，我们没有时间去讲法利赛人是什么样的人哈。
We don't have time to talk about the Pharisees.
我们只知道他们是假冒为善。
We know they are hypocrites.
但是我们晓得他们是很遵守律法的。
But we know they observe the law.
那么另外一个是税吏。
The other one is
税吏在当时是以色列人、犹太人最讨厌的。
Yeah. Tax collectors are people that the Israelites don't like.
所以他们就称他们跟罪人放在一堆哈。
So they put them with a group with the sinners.
那我们就看主耶稣就讲，他说一个是法利赛人。
So Jesus says one is a Pharisee.
他说法利赛人，我们看他怎么形容他祷告哈。
Let's see how he describes the prayer.
他说这个法利赛人站着。自言自语的祷告。
It's the Pharisee who stood and spoke about himself.
就是对他自己讲。
He's talking to himself.
那我们再看看他的祷告的内容啊。
Let's look at the content of his prayer.
他的祷告内容啊，我们可以看到有五个"我"字。
In this content, we can see five I's.
第一个他说我感谢你。
The first is I thank you.
第二个他说我不像别人。
The second is I'm not like the other man.
第三个他说我也不像这个税吏。
The second is I'm not like this tax collector.
那个我没有在我们中文字没有出来哈。
In the Chinese, didn't translate that.
那我们从文法上面我们可以知道。
But we can see this from the grammar.
然后他又说这是第四个我啦，他说我一个礼拜进食两次。
And then he says I fast twice a week.
然后他又说我所得的我都捐上十分之一。
And he says I give tithe all I got.
这个就是这个税吏的祷告。
This is the prayer of the
法利赛人。 难怪主耶稣说他自言自语的祷告。
That's why Jesus he talked to himself, he prayed to himself.
我们现在看看这个税吏。
That's like a tax collector.
这个税吏圣经上告诉我们说他也站着。
The Bible says he also stood up.
但是他是远远的站着。
But he stood far away.
他说圣经上告诉我们，这是主耶稣讲的哈。主耶稣告诉我们说他连举目望天都不敢。
So the Bible says Jesus told us. He didn't even dare to look up in the sky.
他所做的是什么呢?
What did he do?
他所做的就是捶他的胸啊。
So he was pounding on his chest.
跟神说，他说你开恩可怜我吧。
He said, Oh God, have mercy on me.
我们看见这个税吏，他是到着神的面前，他承认他自己是个罪人。
So he came to God and admit that he is a sinner.
他不但承认他自己是个罪人。
Now admit he is a sinner.
他真的是拍他的胸部啊。
He's really pounding on his chest.
这是犹太人表示说他们的悲伤，他们的难过。
This is the way to show the Jews how sad they are, how miserable they are.
他为他自己的罪忧伤。
He was sad for his sin.
为他自己的罪痛悔难过。
He was miserable because of his own sin.
这是这个税吏的祷告。
This is the prayer of the tax collector.
我们看看主耶稣怎么评他。
Let's see how did Jesus
主耶稣说，这个人回家去比另外那个人早算为义了。
He says, when he returned home, that he is more righteous than the other one.
这个人在神的眼中比法利赛人还要义。
So in God's eye, this person is much more righteous than the Pharisee.
这就是这两个比喻。
This is the two parables.
其实就是两个故事。
There are two stories.
是主耶稣讲的。
The story told by Jesus.
我希望你们能够记住这两个故事了。
I hope you can remember these two stories.
下面我们就要来看一下。Now
we're going to look.
这两个故事对我们现代的人有什么教训?
So what is the teaching for us today from these two stories?
我的题目是祷告从哪里开始?
My topic is where we start to pray.
约翰在第八章第一节，他说耶稣是一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
In chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus warned us to often pray and don't give up.
的确没有错。
This is truly.
他是告诉人要常常祷告，不可灰心。
He is telling people to pray always and don't give up.
但是我们看这个比喻的时候，
But when we look at this parable,
我们发现主耶稣强调的是那个官。
We can see Lord Jesus emphasizing on the judge.
是那个官他的权柄。
It's emphasized on the authority.
虽然他是一个不义的官，
even though he's unjust,
但是他照着他自己的意思来答应这个人的祷告，
and he can,
这个人的要求。
And he can answer the request according to his own will.
主耶稣告诉我们，
Jesus told us,
因为神是一个judge，
because God is a judge.
他是公义的神。
He is a righteous God.
他是有主权的神。
He is a sovereign God.
我们从圣经上面看到他是有能力的神。
From the Bible we know he is a powerful God.
他要什么时候成就，他就什么时候成就。
Whenever he wants to accomplish, he will accomplish.
他要什么时候答应，他就什么时候答应。
Whenever he wants to promise, he will promise.
因为他是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
因为他是慈爱的。
Because he is loving.
因此我们才常常祷告。 不可灰心。
Therefore, we pray always. Don't give up.
因为他在最后讲了一句话。
Because at last he said,
他说人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
He says, when the Son of God comes, will there be people who are righteous?
我们祷告从哪里开始？
Where do we start with our prayer?
如果我们祷告的时候，把我们祷告的对象，把我们这个头给忘记了。
If we forget who we are praying to,
我们就好像，我们常常听到人家讲，
we often hear people say,
有一句话叫做心诚则灵。
That if you are earnest in your heart, it will work.
这个地方不是心诚则灵啊。
Here is not because your earnest heart will work.
没有错，神是要我们常常祷告，不可灰心。
It is true, God wants us to pray all.
但是我们一定要知道一件事情，为什么我们常常祷告，为什么我们不灰心？
We need to know why do we pray always, why do we not give up?
不是你心的诚，那么神就会答应你的。
Not because your earnest in your heart, God will promise you.
是因为神，他是这位自主的神。Because
God is self-governing God.
他是有权柄的神。He
has power in his God.
他是智慧的神。He
is a wise God.
他知道什么时候应该答应你的祷告。He
knows when to promise your prayer.
因此我们才常常祷告。Therefore
we pray always.
我们才不会灰心。Therefore
we will not give up.
这就是我们所说的以神为中心的祷告。
This is what we call the God-centered prayer.
从哪里开始？
Where does it start?
不是你的心诚。
Not from your earnest heart.
乃是因为你信这位神。
Because you love, you faith, you have faith in this God.
你知道他有主权的。
You know he has sovereignty.
你知道他有智慧的。
You know he has wisdom.
你知道他有能力的。
You know he has power.
你知道他绝对不会跟你开玩笑的。
You know he will be very serious.
你知道他绝对不会说谎的。
You know he will never lie.
这就是我们的祷告开始。
This is where our prayer starts.
第二,
the second.
我们看第二个比喻。
The second parable.
第二个比喻我说是祷告的人要对。
So that the one who prays should be right.
祷告的人不对的时候，神会不会听呢？
If the prayer made a person was not right, would God listen?
耶稣告诉我们说，这个法利赛人他的祷告是自言自语。
So Jesus told us this Pharisee who prayed to himself.
我蛮喜欢这个中文的翻译啊。
I like the Chinese translation.
他的祷告不是说给神听的。He
was not talking to God.
他的祷告是说给他自己听的。
His prayer should speak to himself.
他的祷告也是说给别人听的。
It's also his prayer was talking to other people.
神不会听他的祷告。
God will not listen to his
prayer. 因为这个人的祷告完全是他以自己为中心。
Because he has himself as the center.
虽然他没有求什么东西。
Even though he didn't ask for anything.
但是这个人太骄傲了。
But he's very pride.
这个人太自大了。
He's so boastful.
这个人自以为意。
He was self-righteous.
他的祷告上不去的。
So his prayer will not reach God.
就好像曾经有人做过这么一个比方。
Someone has made such a example.
就好像我们在祷告室里面转啊转啊转啊，就是没有冲过这个房顶。
So when we're praying in the room, we just pray one around and around in the room, we can never go through the roof.
神没有听的。
God did not hear.
这个法利赛人的祷告，
This is the Pharisee's prayer.
只是为了说给他自己听的。
He was just trying to tell himself.
只是为了说给别人听的。
He wanted to tell other people.
神不会听这种祷告。
God will not listen to such prayer.
在圣经上告诉我们，神所憎恶的第一样事情，
The Bible tells that God hates the first thing.
就是高傲的眼目。
So it's the haughty eyes.
就是在箴言第6章16节17节告诉我们。
So this is Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16 and 17.
彼得前书那边他也告诉我们。
In 1 Peter he also told us.
他说神阻挡骄傲的人。
That God will prevent those who are proud.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
And bless those who are humble.
约翰一书那边告诉我们。
First John tells us.
他说我们怎么知道神听我们的祷告？
How do we know God listens to us?
因为我们有主的生命在我们里头。
Because we have God's life in us.
因为我们照着他的心意祷告。
Because we pray according to his mind.
我常常在想，什么叫做照着神的心意祷告？
What does it mean we pray in God?
就是你尊他为大。
You respect him as.
就是你尊他是有主权的。
You respect him as having sovereignty.
就是你尊他，他是照着他自己的时间，照着他自己的。 心意来成就他所要成就的事情。
Because you respect him, he's going to accomplish things according to his mind and his time.
完全为了他自己的荣耀。
Only for his own glory.
下面我们看。
Then we continue to look.
就是祷告的内容。
It's the content of our prayer.
寡妇是求深渊。
So the widow was acting for justice.
神的选民也是昼夜求为他们伸冤。
God's chosen people also ask for justice.
其实我们从前后文看，特别是从前面看，我们晓得他们是神就告诉他们，主耶稣告诉他们要求神的国。
If we read from the context, Jesus told them, "You have to seek God's kingdom."
要求神的国。
We need to seek God's kingdom.
不是求我们自己的事情。
We're not seeking our own things.
圣经上告诉我们说，这个税吏因为他的谦卑。
The Bible tells us because the humbleness of the tax collector.
因为他对罪的这个痛恨。
Because of how he hates his sin.
圣经上告诉我们说，他回家去比这个法利赛人还要算为义。
So the Bible tells us when he returns home, he is more righteous than the Pharisees.
神的心意是要我们先求神的国和神的义。
God will want us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
我们从马太四福音里面看。
From the,
四个福音书。 或者是我们从保罗的书信里面看， 你知道圣经上从来没有告诉我们要为我们吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、用什么求。
The Bible never taught us to pray for what we eat, we drink, and we wear.
神只告诉我们说，我们要先求神的国和神的义，这一切你们所需用的，他都会加给你们。
God tells us to seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness first. Then all of the things will be given to you.
因为那是外邦人的祷告。
Because those are the Gentile prayers.
那是不信的人的祷告。
Those are prayers of the unbelievers.
神的选民所求的是神的公义。
God's chosen people will seek God's.
神的公义的审判。
God's righteous justice.
神的公义的救赎。
God's righteous salvation.
不是升官发财。
It's not to be promoted.
也不是吃的、穿的、用的。
It's not what we eat, we wear, we use.
乃是神的公义。
But it's God's righteousness.
剩下我们所需要的。
What the things we need.
他都会加给我们。
He will give to us.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们祷告从哪里开始?
Where do we start to pray?
第一个,
the first,
就是你祷告的对象,
who are you praying to?
你祷告的对象是这位至高的真神,
you are praying to the holy,
你祷告的是这位至大的神,
you are with the great God.
你祷告的是这位至尊的神,
you pray to the most respected God.
你祷告的是这位圣洁、公义、慈爱的神,
you pray to this loving and righteous and holy God.
第二个,
the second,
你这个人要对,
you, the person has to be right.
第三个,
the third,
就是我们祷告的内容,
the content of our prayer.
我们要照着神的心意去寻求,
we ought to seek with God's will.
我们要祷告是讨神的喜欢。
To pray is to seek God's pleasure.
神喜欢我们为他的国、为他的公义、他的国成就祷告。
God like us to pray for His kingdom and for the completion of His kingdom to pray.
如果你抓住这三点,
if you catch all these three points,
你就知道从哪里开始祷告。
Then you know where to start the prayer.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.